We are in the sugya of tefillah, and I want to thank the Olam. For me, this has been a chance for me to really reevaluate my own davening, and I realize it's been too long. And unfortunately, as Hashkacha would have it, this has become Inyanei Diyoma. We are in a time right now for Klal Yisrael, which is L'chol Adeus, a time for a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. The Ramban, who disagrees with the Rambam about davening daily being a minat Torah from the Torah, but everyone agrees in a time of tzara. We are in a time of tzara. The things that are going on this week, starting from the end of last week, are an unthinkable gzeira. These three Bachure Yeshiva, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, special neshamas, put into a nisayan that's literally mar me maves, it's worse than death. It's hard to even be misbonin what's going on, what could be going on. It's hard to even think about what the mothers and the fathers of these kids are going through. And the truth is, if you're not a parent yet, it's hard to even imagine, but even a bachur could be mitzayer, could envision in their heads the madness that this could cause. What's going on? Three heiliga neshamas taken away. Nobody knows what's going on with them. Anything can be going on with them. And we have to dive into Bari Olam. We need rachamei shamayim. It's not okay. It's hard to even know how we can go on with our daily lives with such a situation. You call people in America, everyone wants to know the situation with the Bachrim. You know, everybody is absorbed in this. And hopefully that will be a tremendous schus for Rachmei Shemayim, that Klal Yisrael is coming together and that we're worried about them. When we went to Nechemya Zemanowitz's Siyam by Rav Gamliel on Sunday night, Rav Gamliel basically showed how everything we're doing, he made the whole Siyam into a schus for the Bachrim. He talked about, Rav Nechemya talked about Achdus in his speech, tied in Megillah and Brachas, and Rav Gamliel said that this is bringing Achdus, that all of Klal Yisrael are breaking barriers because of unspeakable things that are going on. And I saw from him that that's how we're supposed to be thinking every day these times. We're learning for these people. We're davening for these people. There are kids who are little children who have been mekabel to stop fighting with their brothers and sisters for these children. Everywhere you go, this is what Klal Yisrael is doing. And we're working on davening, b'schusam, and be'ezras Hashem, we should see a Yeshua b'karev. The yeshiva is doing something that is a tremendous schus. It was discussed with the family of one of the Bachrim. We're going to Nofai Alon, where they live, to have a mishmar tomorrow night. And the question is, what are we doing exactly? The answer is, I'm not sure. I only think Bari Olam knows what we're doing. But what I think we are doing mostly, aside from davening, you can daven wherever you are. But what we're doing is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes wherever there's tzara, wherever there's pain. So we're going where there's pain, and we're going to sit there with the people who are in pain. And that is being medama yourself to the Ribbono Shalom. That is something that Klal Yisrael does. We're going there because people are in pain. And we're going to show that we're part of such a tzara. So let's go weiter in tefillah. We found that tefillah is the man. Mavezu Adam, right? A person is defined in Baba Kama as a bakasha, as a request. That's a definitional point in a person. We said that an Adam is a mispalel. He davens. And why? Because the whole tachlis of a person, the whole tachlis of a yid, is to get a kesher with Hashem. And that kesher with Hashem is established in the most intimate way, not just through learning, which learning is understanding the das of Hashem, but the conversation that you have with Borei Olam, when you ask him for something, when you have a problem, when you come to him, you have that conversation, that's life. Life is that attachment to Borei Olam. That I have a connection with Borei Olam, I can come in and communicate with him. And really the whole Bria was set up for these davenings. You would think that the Bria, the way Hashem made it, should run like clockwork. You know, it's a perfect system. It's not running like clockwork. In fact, it's almost broken from its setup. How do I know? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Bereishis that everything was set up perfectly. There's only one problem. There's one thing that you need in order for this system of nature to go on its merry way. You know what you need? You need rain. And there was no rain. Hashem created a world without rain. That's fascinating. What about the clouds? What about the moisture? What about... No. Hashem created a world without rain, which is a problem, because if this world would go on for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it would all dry up, and then Shalom al Yisrael. There would be no world. So, what does the pasuk say? Ki lo himter Hashem elokim al haaretz. Hashem didn't put rain there. Why? Va'adam ayin lavodes adama. There was no man to work the land. No man to work the land. Sounds like a farmer, right? No man to work the land. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says there was no man to daven for rain. To be makir with the importance of rain, makir tovasan, the greatness of rain, and to daven for them. That means the entire creation from day one was established that it doesn't even work without davening. It was set up. The definition of a person is rain, is davening for rain. Is coming to take your basic needs and happen, and therefore the actual creation of the world was set up in a way that no one's going to miss a davening. It's just simply not going to go. If Adam HaRishon wouldn't have started davening on day one, we would have a serious problem. It was institutionalized in the Bria that if you don't daven, then life is simply not going to happen because life is not worth it. Without that relationship with Hashem, without like what the Medrash said last week, Hashmi'eni na'as kailech, I want to hear your voice. Borei Olam said to Klal Yisrael, by the Yamsuf, he created a situation of panic just so that he could establish a better relationship and hear the voice of Klal Yisrael. My father told me, my father Shlita said, you know, he always established relationships in difficult nisyonos that he's had over life. He's gained tremendous relationships with Gedolei Yisrael. Why? Because you have a problem, and then you go and you find an Adam Gadol to be miyayetz with. And over time, if you go through all the different situations that he had in life, he's amassed a tremendous ksharim with various Rashi Yeshiva and Tzaddikim around. And then you see the relationship is there. Now imagine we can do that with Borei Olam. That's exactly what tefillah is supposed to be, is to create that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, that the Derech Hashem, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal, the author of Mesilas Yesharim, says, we know something interesting. Tefillah is a time where you're not allowed to say Amen to Brachos in the middle of a Shemona Esrei. You're not allowed to say Kedusha the way we paskin LaHalacha. You're not allowed to do anything. Well, a lot of important things going on. You're not allowed to do any of these things. Why? When you're learning, you're allowed to do all these things because they're good things. What is so bad about interrupting your Shemona Esrei? Says the Ramchal, in Perek Hamishi of Chelek Dalid of Derech Hashem. Vihine, Hayam Mechasto Yisbarach, one of the great chasanim that Hashem did for us. Loseis la'adam makum shiiskarev lo Yisbarach. He gave us a chance to get close to him. Afal pishak vimatzavara tivi nimsirachuk mina or. A person's too distant in terms of his natural situation to do this. He gave us reshos sheyamo lefana v'yikr vishmo, that we can call out his name and communicate with him. He leaves that lowly world that he's in and he swims to a different place. And he says, because of that, you're not allowed to talk because you're in a different zone. You're not here in shul when there's Kedusha. That's why you can't answer. He says, it's usur to be mafsik because now you're in a different dimension. You are in a different place. This only happens in davening. This type of intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu only happens in Shemona Esrei. And it's not just a chumrah that we have not to lose kavana. You're not allowed to leave where you are. You're in a place right now where it's you and Borei Olam having a meeting and everything else falls by the wayside. And the more a person has issues to discuss with Borei Olam, the more the relationship flourishes. I once was bothered. You'll excuse me for being bothered by something like this. But I'm a nudnik like that. The Asher Yatzer that we say hopefully many times in the day. Asher Yatzer Adam b'chachma. Hashem created a person b'chachma. He created us very wisely. I agree. Very wisely, this body, maybe sari ech seloka, a person could become a Baal Tshuva just from seeing the insides of their body and studying them, as the Chovas HaLevavos says. So it's a wonderful body, but it keeps going there. It's a very, very wise system, very perfect, but it says, she'im yipaseach echad mehem, o yisasei mechamehem, if one of these holes opens or closes, yifshur liskayim l'am lefanecha, you can't stand in front of Hashem. That's a little funny. If I was making something with a lot of wisdom, I would have come up with a system where, you know, maybe two of the holes are important, but the other ones, if something's going wrong with those, no problem. Guys, you ever wake up with a dead leg? Ouch! Ouch! You can't walk from. Ooh, you're asleep. Your foot's asleep. You can just your foot. Ooh, ooh, wait, it's over. Right? Everybody, come on! It's just a little bit. You slept on your arm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Right? What's happening to us? What kind of system is this? If I was Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I'm not. But if I was, then I would make a system where, you know, if you sleep on your arm doesn't fall asleep. We can't function a stub toe, this, everything, these little bruises, all these things. Where's the chachma in that? Where's the wisdom in that? So consider the following mashal. Let's try this in the world, okay? You have a guy, and he goes to a car salesman, and he looks, he sees the perfect car. This is like the dream car, Rabosai. The dream car. When I was in Florida with Rabbi Glazer, Hertz rents out now dream cars. It was unbelievable. Ferraris, Lamborghinis. They asked me and Rabbi Glazer if we want to cruise over there. I didn't think it would be good for the yeshiva, but I was tempted. I was really tempted. Maybe that we get more Bachrim, but the Rabbein would have dropped us. But a dream car, Rabbosai. Fine, you go buy this thing. You're going. It's a convertible. You're going on your way. Fine. All of a sudden, you're playing with that thing that warms, you know, your seat, and the button falls off. And then the whole car shuts down. Okay, fine. You go to AAA, they bring it back to the dealer. The dealer's got he's got his own special mechanic that they work there on site. Fine. Okay, but you're like, what's going on over here? This thing. So, you're cool, you're fine. You have a convertible, life's good. He fixed it, fine. You go, nah, fine. Then, you know, you put that CD in and sometimes it doesn't come out again. It gets stuck in there. All of a sudden, the car collapses again. Go back, AAA, like, what's going on over here? What kind of car is this? Every single button in this thing, when you start not working it, the whole car collapses. Fine. Again, he's got the convertible. He's going again, Rabosai. You know, this is a special car. He goes, third time, air conditioned button, not working after 3 months, collapse again. He gets so angry at this. What kind of stupid car is this? I came, you showed me this dream car, everything falls apart. He says, we may be a lot of things over here, but stupid we're not. He says, you know how many times we made money on you with our mechanic? This is the most wise car that's ever had. You keep coming back to me. Rabosai, it's the same thing by Bari Olam. Bari Olam created a system where we need him. We always got to go to the mechanic. We have to create this kesher. This is a chachma she'ein kedugmaso. Every second of the day, we're walking around in a system where we need chakras, we need mincha, we need mariv. And if we skip one of these things, whoosh, whoosh, we can't even walk a second. We can't move a moment. That's the nature of a yid. A yid is somebody who realizes that there's a kesher to be established by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But I have a question. Very nice we're having a conversation with Hashem, but I have a very basic question which bothers me a lot. Which is, how do you have a conversation with someone who doesn't talk back to you? I mean, every conversation is two ways. The Mesillas Yesharim calls this conversation in Chassidus. He says, if a person imagines himself, in Perek Yates of Mesillas Yesharim, Shu Omeid Mamash Lefnei Abori, in front of Hashem, no save and no sinimo, there's a give and take. Afal Pi She'ein Eino Shel Adam Roeu, even though he doesn't see him, that's the goal. A person has to imagine such a thing. How do you do that? Well, I mean, where is Hashem talking back to me? I have all these problems. I'm coming to a meeting, and there's no response. By Avram Avinu, I understand how Avram Avinu davened. Avram Avinu came there, right? Sodom was in trouble. Avram comes up there and says, maybe there are 50 tzaddikim over here, right? You know what he was zochah to? A response from Hashem. And then he goes, 40, 30, 10... Then Hashem's with him every time communicating back. That's a conversation. That's something we're used to. But that's only for Nevi'im, Rabosai. That's only for prophets. Everybody else is sitting there pouring their hearts out and not hearing what the response is. Where is the response? So let's go a little bit closer to us, but still not exactly where we are. The story of Choni HaMagil. Choni HaMagil was somebody who davened for rain. And Choni taught us, I think, already a beginning of how we have a conversation with Hashem. Choni gets up there, Klal Yisrael really needed rain. He says, Rabbono Shalom, Banecha, Samu Pnei Malai, they're counting on me. He draws a circle around himself. He says, I'm not leaving here until we get some rain. Suddenly, from Shemayim, Menatfin, a drizzle comes. Okay, interesting. Then he says, Amar lo kach shalti, I didn't ask for a drizzle, Hashem. I asked for something else. I asked for geshamim that should fill the boroughs, fill the reservoirs. He's chilu leir bezaf. Boom! A massive storm. That was something that wasn't the natural type of rain that he wanted either. Amar lo kach shalti, I didn't ask for that. Ela gishmei ratzon ubracha. And then finally, when he asked for gishmei ratzon, it came. You see, from Choni had a conversation with Hashem. I mean, he was zoka to quite an exciting Shmona Esrei there. Alibi by us in the middle, storms and drizzles. But what you see from here is that there was a conversation going on in his life. Hashem wasn't talking to Choni. Hashem was doing something in his life that was a communication. I'm not saying we're zoka to that, Rabosai, to that type of communication, but we are zoka. That in our lives, every day, Hashem is communicating to us in our davening, mamish. Listen to how Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz relates to his davening every day and the conversation that he's having with Hashem, where he will see the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you read Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz's Svarim, the Kresi Uplesi, the Tumim, you will get a headache, Rabosai. You will not be able to follow any shtickle from beginning to end because it's hard to understand how a human being could write these things. Okay, he was a man who was very bright, I'm sure, but he was something that you just, it doesn't seem possible. He's going to tell you the secret to his success. Right over here, he spills the beans. In Drush Dalet of Yaros Tvash, which is his Musar work from his Drushes, he says, U'barukum enuse, it's tested and proven. Im yispal adam shakras u'kriyashma b'kavana sheboba yom, yiskil edvar mitzvah v'yasliach ba'asachav, he'll get mitzvahs, he'll be matzliach in his asakim. Maybe sometimes he won't think that it'll be matzliach. Because right now it's not working out. He'll see in the end that he was. Even that day that he thought he wasn't matzliach, that job that didn't work out, he'll see he'll get another job in 5 weeks from now, and then he'll look about today and see today was an opportunity. He says, and I know for myself, on the days that it's not working, v'heim lehepech, Oili al shivri, woe is me on my brokenness. Be'eish she'eni mispalel b'kavana karoi, on the day that I'm not davening well, kol hayom ein shmuasi b'Torah mechuvenes u'kroyim albish. He says, I'm mamish speaking, I don't want to say on my own, but he's saying, I'm speaking things that aren't right. I'm not learning the sugyas properly. This is the Gadol Hadar from hundreds of years ago who puts anyone that we could ever even imagine in our heads to shame. When I have a good davening, that I'm so nothing, then I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens my head. This is a technique. There's a technique here that life is part of the davening, okay? Life is part of the davening. Now you have to be careful here. There's something that's usher, which is to challenge Hashem. Challenging Hashem is something called Iyun Tefillah, where you go, I want to see you answer me, Hashem. Let's see where it is. It's not here. Where you start looking in this, no, that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're feeling the conversation of our life. We started with Hashem of something that we would like today. We said, Ava Rabba, we're davening for Torah. We're coming, let's see. Oh, wow, this was a great morning Seder. Hashem, thanks. You spoke to me today. We had a deal in this meeting. You gave me that diak and arashi. There was one day I was having a good Shmona Esrei, and my first Seder wasn't going. I said, I feel very cloudy. I told my chavrus over here, Rav Simcha Stern, my head's very cloudy. It didn't make sense to me. Punked, I got one of the most exciting chidushim of my life. And before Mincha that day. I don't know, but there's a conversation. It's not always we're going to see it in every single part of our day, but there's a dialogue. This is the dialogue. Our lives are the dialogue. We daven and then we see what Hashem is doing for us. We feel the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence. I was very nana, a bachur from this yeshiva, working on emunah with him. So he came and he said he had a conversation on the phone that he wasn't so excited about making. And before the conversation, he got himself ready with emunah and understood that Gamzu L'Tova, whatever happens, and it's Hashgacha Pratis, and he said that the conversation went beautifully. What is that? That's a conversation with Hashem. I come before, I remember Bar Ilum's here in my life, and then I come and I look at my life and I see that he responded to me. Not always the response that you would like, but they're all responses. They're all responses that are in your best interest. That's how Hashem communicates with us. And someone who lives like this, the davening becomes an excitement of preparing. You understand why Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi went from one davening to another. He looked at them as like the day is divided. There's Shacharis and after Shacharis. There's Mincha and after Mincha. There's Maariv and after Maariv. Life is filled with these davenings and then the communication of Bar Olam with us in these things. Now, how do we activate this on a higher level for ourselves? Fine. We have this idea, but how do we activate it? The answer is, we have to believe in it, Rabosai. We have to work on our emunah, and we have it in us. Emunah is not something that's far from us. Emunah is inside of us. A person has to be able to get into that davening and say, Hashem, I realize that I'm here with you. And if it wasn't something that's inside our hearts already and our neshamas, it would be too much to ask. But Klal Yisrael have in their genetic code a basic level of emunah. It's just like genetics. There's a concept in genes that there are certain genes in the body, certain parts of your genetic code that have not been expressed yet. They sometimes express themselves later in life. You could be 30 and something strange could come up on your head or something. A certain gene expresses itself later. There are certain things, kochos, in a person that they don't always tap into. Klal Yisrael has an emunah gene. And if a person starts to cultivate this thing, it expresses itself naturally. It's not something that's far from a person. Now we need emunah, Rabosai. We're in an eis tzara, in particular. My wife was going to a certain doctor, and she was talking to him about the matzav this week, and he said, don't daven for these boys. You know, a big chacham, somebody who's been in the tzava, he knows. He says, daven for the future boys that shouldn't... that this shouldn't happen to them. A frum person. What do you say about such a thing? He's got a point. I mean, let's try and think about where these bachrim are right now. Let's try to understand. But the answer is, chas v'shalom. Do we know who we're speaking to? We're speaking to borei olam. You know, in the bracha that you're supposed to have kavana to help these three bachrim, you know which bracha it is? They're shmach aleinu, obviously, and then there's a bracha, re'eva anyenu. Biriva Rivenu. That's the bracha where all the bad guys in the world, aside from Vela Malshinim too, but Re'evan Yenu, Biriva Rivenu is about a geula, a redemption within this world, not the final redemption which you get to later in the Shemona Esrei. Goel Yisrael. And you say a very interesting thing over there. Hashem, save all these people, take care of these things. Why? Ki Goel Chazak Ata. Because you are a strong redeemer. Wow, that... We're complimenting Hashem over here. You are just so strong, Hashem. So that's what are we doing over here? We're doing it for ourselves. Hashem, I'm sitting in Re'evan Yenu right now. I have no idea where these three boys are. If I think about it, I would give up hope. There's only one reason I'm busy pleading with you. Ki Goyel Chazak Ata. You are awesome, Bari Elam. You can take your hand and pluck these boys out and bring them right to their homes and put them in their bed and tuck them in good night. Only you, Bari Elam, can do that. And I'm speaking to the Elohim She'ein Kamohu. Like we quoted the Tanaz Be'eliyahu last week, that a person should be happy, they should be optimistic, because they're speaking to the all-powerful Rabbeinu Shel. And we find that whoever believes this, they get this. They tap into it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. The Medrash in Parsha Yud Zayin of Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra Aleph, it says, Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem listens to all who call for him. You're probably familiar with this from Ashrei. Yachol l'chol, lest you say Hashem listens to everybody. Tamad lomer l'chol asher yikru'uhu be'emes. Only those who call him for real. What's this for real business? There's a fake way to call Hashem? There are levels of realness when I go in, do I really feel that I'm calling to Hashem? I'm calling to the one who created Shamayim Va'aretz. I'm calling the one who was Motzi Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, who split an entire sea and sent us through there. That was a pretty tough one, Rabosai. That was really hard. And the Gemara says in Brachas, in the beginning, it says that whoever is somech geula letfila, who places the geula, we daven, right after Shema, we list all the things that Hashem did for us in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? That's what we do. And then we go into our Shemona Esrei. That's called putting the geula next to the tefila. We put the redemption that Klal Yisrael had next to our davening. Why do we do that? Interesting question. But it's even more peculiar. The Gemara says, who's a ben olam haba? Who's somebody who's zocha to olam haba? Someone who does this, who puts the redemption of Klal Yisrael, mentions it, and then goes into a Shemona Esrei. Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of Brachas, Talmid and Rabbeinu Yonah are very bothered. What is the big deal? You're getting olam haba for this? And in the second shot, Rabbeinu Yonah says the following thing. He says that the world was created to have bitachon and feel Hashem's presence. Somebody who starts and chazers over all the siyata d'shmaya that's experienced from Klal Yisrael, what Hashem did, all the tricks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, that person, he's ready to daven. When he starts davening, he believes what he's saying. He just chazered over all the feats that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And if Hashem did that for them, Hashem can do it for me. And it's very meduyik in the Siddur. In the Siddur, in Ezra Savoseinu, it doesn't just say what they did, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them then. It mentions what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Ezra Savoseinu, you helped our fathers. Magen u'moshiel livnehem achareyem. You help the kids after them. Bechol dor vadar. Before Shmona Esrei, we get ready, Rabosai. We chazer over that Hashem started with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and He's never let us go, not even for a second. You think that the fact that we're in Eretz Yisrael here, after what happened in after the Holocaust, that this makes any sense? Any sense whatsoever? No, but we're just living in it. No, you have to chazer over these things, Rabosai. Your great-great-grandparents, my great-grandparents, maybe some of your great-great-grandparents or great-parents, great-grandparents, would faint at the fact that we're here, because it's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. There's only one who can do this, the Goyel Chazak, Bayre Olam. And he says someone who's got this attitude in life is a Ben Olam Haba. He's accomplished in life. He's accomplished something. And this answers the big question that everyone's bothered by. The Altar of Kelm asks, why is Tefillah called service to Hashem? Avoda. Ezehu, Avoda Shemalev. What's the service of Hashem? Davening. No one understands this. What do you mean? I understand if you take a carbon, you put it on an altar and send it up all. That sounds like avoda, service. You wear nice clothes, and you're going around there, and you're lighting candles, whatever you're doing. Like, we do all the things. Tefillah is asking Hashem for what you want. It's the most self-centered act. The Altar of Kelm says, why in the world is that called serving Hashem? And the Altar of Kelm says, and the Sefer Achinuch hundreds of years before Arishon say the tachlis of davening, the reason it's a service of Hashem, is to have a clarity in your life that Hashem is involved in all the details of your life. That's the tachlis of davening. There's no greater service than you could, that you could do than to be tapped into that reality. Someone who davens isn't self-centered. He's living in a world where he understands Borei Olam can solve his problems. He's living in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And such a person is doing avoda. And there's another place, Rabosai, where we talk about people who are stuck. Who are stuck in deep problems. Who are stuck in jail. Who are stuck in worse than jail. In the second bracha in Shmona Esrei, we say, Hashem is so in Birchas Mechaya Mesim, right? Why are we starting with this bracha, Mechaya Mesim? Very nice. Hashem will resurrect the dead. It's a true thing. It's important to know, but why do we have to start with this every time? What is the importance of this in our davening? Look what goes on in there, okay? Says the Kuzari in Maimer Shlishi, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, one of the great Rishonim. Rabbi Yehuda Alevi says, you know why we're talking about Tchias HaMesim over here? Because this is a feat that no one would believe could ever happen. Making a dead guy rise? Give me a break, Rabbi. That can't be. And yet, it's a tenet of our whole metzias, to believe and understand that this will happen. It has happened in small, in different other places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the koach to be mechayim meisim, which means you have nothing to be meyayish. You have no reason to give up. If you're talking to somebody who's limited, then we understand. And look what's going on in there, Rabosai. It says Hashem is somech noflim in this part. He's rofe cholim. There are people who are so sick that you feel like, why am I busy davening? There are people who are fell so hard, and they're sitting there in a hospital like this, to the point where, like, how are they going to get out of this? And then there's matir asurim. Hashem takes people out of bondage. There are kids who are in the middle of who knows where, in what situation, and whether they're alive or not. Rabosai, but this is Bari Olam we're dealing with. A person who starts Shmona Esrei this way, the Kuzari says, is ready for war, is ready for a real conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand what's going on. And there's a tremendous chiddush, Rabosai, tremendous chiddush. The Ramban, many people don't know this, the Ramban, who says that the mitzvah of davening is only in an es tzara, is only in a time of great calamities. Why does he hold that way? What's the yisod of his mitzvah? The Ramban holds the mitzvah's emunah. Because every day, when you just want to know if you want to buy a Coke or a Pepsi or this, or you want to sleep late or not, when you're davening to Hashem, you're not confronted with a problem. Oh, Hashem will help me or not. Life is fine. Life is fine. Today's not such a troublesome day. But there are times in your life you're confronted with a brick wall, Rabosai. And says the Ramban, you're chayev min ha-Torah to daven then? Why? Because if you don't, then what happens? You're somebody who's not attached. He says that a person, if there is a mitzvah of tefillah, then when is it? Be'es tzara? V'nomer shi mitzvah le'es tzar shenamin. You have to believe. Shehu yisbarach v'yisalah shomeya tefillah. You have to believe that Hashem hears your davening. B'hu matzol min atzaras b'tefillah v'zachen. That Hashem can change your situation. The Ramban does not hold that davening is a mitzvah. He holds that if you don't daven, You're detached, and there's a mitzvah to attach yourself to Hashem. Somebody who doesn't daven in desperate situations has given up on Hashem, chas v'shalom. And what does that say for everything? It says that the whole relationship is gone. I'm not in front of the Melech Malchim Lachim. I don't know where he is. He's not involved in my life. We should all be zocha, Rabosai. We chazer over these nakudas from this week and last week, and we keep going with this, you'll see a new world will open in our davenings. We should all be zocha to Yeshua's gedolus for Klal Yisrael.